June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today, as well as Olshan. We bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Well,
16 runs.
We'll yeah, we're doing great. So you've said this. I've heard a lot of other smart baseball folks say this, that hitting is contagious. Can you walk me through the how and why of that?
Well, I mean, I guess the simplest way to put it is just builds confidence. A guy or two gets a hit, it just grows throughout the lineup. I really don't have a better answer than that, except that, it just takes pressure off the guys to a point where they don't feel like they have to be the guy. And so anyway, yeah, when starts happening or a guy gets a big hit with two outs, I mean, just lifts the ball club, the dugout up, the position players, they just get a sense of confidence.
You got that one guy batting in front of another guy. He's like, hey, if I get on second base, do not let me sit on second base. I got to score, all right? And then they all hold each other accountable.
So, this might be...
Well, you know what? Along that line, too, but also that, they have to have confidence with the guy behind them.
Yeah.
Hey, don't feel like you got to be the guy. They don't give you pitches a hit. Take the walk. The guy behind you, he's a really good hitter, too. And it's about playing for each other and being unselfish in this whole deal and just believing in your teammates.
And when you talk about that, I don't know why, but I continue to think of Marcus Semien as being one of the keys to making hitting contagious. I know the logic you laid out is it could really be anybody, but how big is it that Marcus has stepped up and obviously been tremendous the last week and a half?
Well, he's one of your guys. Marcus is so revered in that clubhouse and just respected and what he's done in the game. And so, yeah, when he gets it going, sure. I think it means a lot to the guys because they know we need him. We all know that. He and Corey, they're really the ones that you count on to make this work. When you look at our lineup, and I talked about it yesterday, and I'm getting off Marcus there for a little bit, but even when he was hitting in the eighth hole, they're all trying to, find their timing at times, which we saw with Langford. It's good to see him break out yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, to have Garcia in the eighth hole and Young down there, and, yeah, that's not where they normally hit, but, this is a tough lineup, and I said I'm going to have some, as far as a pitcher trying to get through, I'm going to have some tough calls here on who hits where if all this gets going like we think it will. I don't know who hits where.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering last night as I was watching that unfold. I was going, do we just keep the bottom of the lineup the way that it is right now? I mean, because that 7-8-9 is always important, and they did great last night. Do you think about that? And you just go, man, I might as well just leave them there.
Well, I have the same soup today, so yeah, that's the way it's going to go. Although Jonah is going to catch, he normally catches lighter, and Higgy will catch tomorrow, the early game. Now it doesn't mean they won't change, but today, who knows, for a few days, could stay the same.
And we kind of talked about this last week a little bit. Do you mind putting into words what consistent health in your lineup actually allows for you? Is it being able to see trends? Is it about finding a good order or a rhythm? Aside from having your best hitters on the field, is there something else that you can glean from having a consistent lineup for an extended period of time?
Yeah, well, it does. I think that's as much as anything. It just brings consistency for them on where they're hitting and getting into the routine. And that's more when you start the season. And we have moved it a lot because we've had guys that have had struggles, and we've been forced to because of our offensive struggles here. This first third of a season. But anyway, I think as important as what you just mentioned is the guys on the bench that can go out there and now pick up guys to give guys days off. For example, that last day in Washington, we gave Langford off and I gave Garcia off. Osuna, he's got to play a role in this. Haggerty, he goes out there. He brings a spark to the club. And, Smitty, now that Corey's out there playing short, I can move him around quite a bit and give guys rest, keep them fresh, get everybody, kind of involved here to create that sense of oneness that really, I think, brings out the best in players.
Also, when Wash was here, one of the things he would say about Nelson Cruz was when Nelson Cruz is on, it's not necessarily the home runs, it's the doubles and the alleys. And he would always say, that's when I know that Nelson Cruz has got it right now. Last night, all those doubles that got into the alleys, that felt pretty good. Is that a good sign? Is doubles in the alleys a good sign? Does that make you feel like this is what I want to see from this team?
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that because when people talk about slug, they think about home runs. But no, it's driving the ball. It's just getting those doubles and triples, whatever. You don't want guys up there trying to hit home runs. You want them up there trying to barrel up the ball and hit it hard, make just good hard contact. And I think that's a great sign when they're going the other way too, when they're hitting those doubles, the oppo way. But Mike Carter, he came.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Up, he was struggling a little bit, and now the home runs are coming. But he's not trying to hit those home runs. He just now he has his timing. He's got his swing. That started with the base hit, then started with the double, and now he just missed it a little bit. Now it's up in the air. It leaves the ballpark. So yeah, I think that's always a great sign.
We were talking just a minute ago about potential all-stars from the team, and I think we even mentioned Tyler Mahle to you last week as well, and I know he's had a phenomenal season. Is there any concern about his strikeout to walk ratio? Because I that's something that just like it's been at a place where I would imagine he would like to see improvement on that. Has that been a discussion at all or not really?
It's always a discussion in our pitchers meetings. If you guys are there, you would hear Mike Maddox. That's what he preaches, strike one, stay away from the walks. Mahle, when he misses, he doesn't miss by much, but he ends up walking some guys occasionally. But it's not like, they're non-competitive pitches.
Yeah.
It just takes him to be off a tad. And he's not going to give in. And he's a smart pitcher, and he knows that he could give up damage if he gives in and throws it down the middle. He's a guy that likes to work the edges, and But to your point, yeah, sometimes it can get him in trouble. But I can't say anything negative about the guy because he's been so good, and he's fun to watch. I really enjoy how he attacks hitters, and yeah, and the fact that you know what, if he can't make his pitch, he'll get the next guy.
I'll say, as a longtime Rangers fan, it's fun to watch a lot of these starting pitchers.
Oh my gosh.
Now. Like, this is really exciting.
I'm sure you probably already know this. We were all born in the Metroplex. This is easily the greatest starting pitching we've ever seen at this point in the season. It is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it's as good as any staff I've had, and with the role that they're on, that's how good they've been. And you know, the bullpen, I think they've done a really nice job. And we've had a couple of guys we've had to back off, like Martin. But, the pitching has done more than we thought, to be honest. We thought this was a team that we better score 4 or 5 runs
right.
a game, to be consistent, and really hasn't gone that way. But I do think, it's going to definitely pick up, the rest of the season. Doesn't mean you're not going to get shut down, but I'm talking about just the consistency of not getting shut down so often.
Now, talking about the bullpen, I was curious if you could kind of walk us through, this is another potential all-star, Hobie Milner, because you talked about some people are stepping up. Hobie Milner feels like a person that has really filled a great role for you guys this year.
Oh, I agree. He's such a weapon for us, and God, you can use him in so many different ways. He's a stopper, by going in there with men on base, getting out of it, multiple inning guy. He's resilient. I mean, he's gone 2 innings, come back and thrown the next day. In fact, it's that game in Washington where he went 2 innings on the bullpen day, the last day. He went 2. He says, I'm good to go back out there. But we had worked him so much, we couldn't do it to him. But now he knows what he's doing out there. And I think the way he throws, it's not a lot of stress on the arm, so that's what enables him to bounce back so well. But, he's tough on righties. He can pitch in. He'll go. He'll go in the upper quadrants too. He's got that upshoot deal going, and he's got the changeup and the sweeper or slider. So yeah, he's a tough at bat, and lefty or righty. I feel really good with him out there.
Nice to have that kind of confidence in guy you're putting up there. I was kind of curious, Boach, about the get off the iPads thing and get into the game. And I've been watching over the last week or so, I've just kind of been keeping an eye on the dugout. And last night specifically, it looked like everybody's up. Have you noticed a difference in the morale or the attitude of the guys from since that moment, since y'all changed that a little bit?
Yeah, you know what? They've been better about it. The message was, I think they know that they could be taken away if it gets to where we're not watching the game anymore. They're still looking at the iPads. It could be, it's a useful tool, a resource for them to be better, but at the same time, it was getting way overdone there. So I kind of like where it's at now, where they may take a peek at it or whatever, but they're watching the game, and your teammates do something well, they're there to high five them or whatever.
Speaking of technology, and I know you see him pretty much every day. Did you see Jared Sandler locked into his computer in the press box and almost get hit by a foul ball that he had to duck and cover for because he wasn't locked in?
There you go. Now, I think we should take it away from him. Not watching the game, and you get distracted like that. That's the baseball gods taking care of him there, trying to hit him.
I love it.
Thanks, Boach.
We've talked in the past about the automatic balls and strikes system. And I was curious your thoughts on the eventual implementation of that versus like going all robotic umpires, because there's a player poll that came out that showed players are overwhelmingly against having no human umpires whatsoever. Where do you fall on like ABS versus, kind of phasing human umpires out of the game?
Yeah. I'm an ABS guy. I think it works. I saw it in spring training. I saw it in the minor leagues, when I was doing some consulting. And I like it. One call can really change a game, and it's happened to us a couple times this year. And umpires don't want to get it wrong. I think it's entertaining for the fans. It's quick, and there's some strategy to it. I mean, you don't want to burn them up early. You got to let the hitters know. And so, yeah, I'm all in. I'm not for full, robotic umpires, but I think the ABS would be good for the game.
Last question I got for you again, the player poll from The Athletic. 78% of players said that legalized sports betting has changed how fans treat you or opponents. We talk about gambling quite a bit on this show. I'm curious if you've noticed, with obviously gambling becoming more and more prevalent in all of sports, kind of a different mentality from some of the fans, or a little bit more of an aggressive mentality at times.
Yeah, I really haven't noticed that much. You have your occasional fan, and that will make the comment, oh, he bet on this game. But it hasn't, it hasn't been every day where we notice it. But, there's been times that, a couple of guys have come down to dugout and yell at a player or something. But, no, I don't think we're seeing it as much as you were just talking about.
Well, I appreciate the time. We appreciate the time and love the hitting. Congratulations on the win streak. Let's get four today.
Okay, guys. Good talking with you. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Boach. Go get some wins here.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I've changed it to go get wins. How about
go
that?
Go get wins?
Yeah, go get some wins, guys.
Okay,
because
I like
go
that.
Get Rangers for two seasons now. It was kind of a season and a half. It was a struggle. I said go get wins last week, and guess what happened? They got wins. They got wins.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.